We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this is your Buffs Daily for Thursday, December 5th. The 23rd men's basketball team improved to 7-0 in the season for the first time since 1982 with a 76-64 win over Loyola Marymount last night at the CU Event Center. Although it wasn't easy, the Buffs struggled with turnovers again with 13 at the half and trailed the Lions by 4 at the intermission. The Buffs battled back and were tied at 61 with 4:17 to play before ending the game on a 15-2 run, which led to the victory. Head coach Dan Boyle.
Yeah, Mark, I think right now we're making the game really, really hard on ourselves by turning the ball over. And again tonight, right out of the chute, first two or three possessions. Yep. We had four by the first media timeout. I mean, we're just making the game so difficult. And look, Loyola Marymount had something to do with that. They trapped our ball screens. You know, we were expecting that. They pressed. We were expecting that. We got to be able to handle pressure better than we handle it right now. And but, you know, there's something about this team. They just figure out a way to win. And I thought we were down one on the boards at halftime. We end up plus nine. So that's a really positive thing. 15 offensive rebounds, something we really talked about at halftime because, again, we weren't shooting the ball extremely well. I thought we had some open looks that were really, I mean, wide open looks. And, you know, early in the game, I thought this is a game we can score 100, you know, because we're getting really good looks. And you know, some of them weren't going down. But, you know, turning the ball over 18 times is just, again, you're not going to be able to beat really good teams at home or on the road.
This is the second game in a row for the Buffaloes that they've struggled with turnovers and a lack of offense. Deshaun Schwartz led the Buffs with 16 points and says the Buffs simply need to be better at offensive execution.
I think we just need to slow down a little bit. A lot of guys are being sped up by their press and a lot of it was kind of fake pressure and it got to us a little bit, so we just gotta buckle down and be strong with the ball.
McKinley Wright, Matt Schwartz with 16 points. Tyler Bay struggled for much of the night but ended up with 13 points, 9 rebounds and 5 block shots. The stakes go up now for the Buffaloes on Saturday when the 20th rated team in the country battles number 2 Kansas at Allen Fieldhouse. Our coverage on the Colorado Basketball Network begins at 4:30 Mountain with the Buffs warm-up pregame show, followed by the tip-off at 5 on the Colorado Basketball Network and in Denver on 850 KOA. The Buffs women's basketball team, meanwhile, looks to stay unblemished this weekend. The 7-0 Buffaloes square off with Xavier Friday in Cincinnati, Ohio at 5 p.m. Mountain Time. You can catch the broadcast on the Colorado Basketball Network. I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Buffs Daily.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.